Imagine waking to find yourself reborn as something more powerful than you ever dreamed, and surrounded by 7 monstrous kings who look at you with reverence rather than fear. This is Alfea's reality after her dramatic resurrection in the Court of Nightmares. Once a rejected vampire mate, slowly dying from a broken bond, she emerges from death as something unprecedented, a blood queen with divine purpose. Her transformation isn't just physical, but spiritual, a journey from victim to sovereign that challenges everything she thought she knew about power, justice, and love. The 7 masked kings who once judged her now stand as her protectors, each harboring monstrous abilities and tortured pasts that mirror her own trauma. Together, they form something unprecedented in vampire society, a court built on chosen bonds rather than obligation, tasked with cleansing corruption from their race. Althea's 16th birthday brought suffering, not celebration. Though she survived her vampire transformation, her destined mate's public rejection at the Vermilion Court 2 years later corrupted their bond, condemning her to slow death. Unable to feed properly, she became a predator who drained humans completely, experiencing their memories with each kill. Captured and brought before the Court of Nightmares, 7 masked kings who judge vampire crimes, Althea welcomed death. "I only ask to die standing," she told them as King Nothere extracted her heart. In Death's realm, her mother revealed Althea could return, free of the corrupted bond. Her resurrection stunned the 7 kings, who recognized their mark on her chest. "Welcome, Althea, the risen blood queen," they declared, transforming her from victim to sovereign. Her execution had become rebirth, suggesting her suffering served a greater purpose. Althea's kings wield formidable powers that reflect their traumas. Naethar poisons with a touch. Connell merges with shadows. Reeve walks through dreams, his black and white hair symbolizing his divided nature. Osis guards the threshold between life and death. Azul communicates with ghosts. Lycus transforms into a massive spider, while Zale becomes a hellhound with a flaming tail. As Althea feeds from them, their tragic histories emerge. Naefar surpassed his murderous father's cruelty. Azul endured centuries of torture. Lycus killed his brother after uncovering his king's crimes. Connell was forced to kill someone beloved. Osis lost his mother to betrayal. Zale survived his friend's massacre. Reeve carries others' nightmares. "We don't kill unless necessary," they explain. "We never feed from the unwilling. We judge those who commit atrocities." Through their blood, Althea discovers her evolving powers over blood and minds while forming profound bonds with each king. Unlike her rejected mate bond that nearly killed her, these chosen connections strengthen her, each king claiming her uniquely. Dreams often reveal truths we can't face in waking life. In a profound dream, Althea meets Motideth, the first vampire, who reveals she is his descendant. "Vampires were meant to be protectors, not monsters," he explains, transferring his power to her through burning flames and charging her with cleansing their race. This mission gains legitimacy when the god of death answers their ritual, granting permission to hunt evil within vampire courts. Althea's abilities grow remarkably, manipulating blood, entering minds, and channeling her king's powers. She makes victims' blood turn against them, cutting them open from within or extracting it entirely. The Court of Nightmares begins recruiting diverse creatures: a wendigo, shapeshifter, puck, mermaid, pixie, chimera, skeletal unicorn, cyclops, and dragon, qualifying them as an official court ready to fulfill their sacred mission. Haven't we all wondered if our suffering serves some greater purpose? For Althea, it does. Her rejection transformed her into exactly what vampire society needed: a queen powerful enough to judge kings, yet compassionate enough to distinguish between monsters and survivors. The most profound healing often comes through reconnection, something Althea discovers when she reunites with Simon, her brother, in All But Blood. Their emotional encounter in the palace gardens bridges years of separation. "A note, Althea?" he demands, fury and hurt evident. "After 20 years, you left me nothing but a note?" Over tea, Althea explains her death, resurrection, and divine mission. Simon's merchant position provides crucial intelligence about the court's corruption, blood farms, torture of servants, and blackmail silencing whistleblowers. Family expands when Althea finds her mother's hidden letter, revealing a secret love between a noble and warrior. The mystery of her father resolves when Droog, her former court's second-in-command, reveals their blood connection. He had positioned himself to protect both Althea and her mother from political enemies. These reconnections remind us that family isn't always about blood. It's about who stands beside you in darkness. For Althea, family becomes a tapestry woven from broken threads. Seven kings with monstrous forms, a long-lost brother, a father who watched from shadows, and creatures society deemed nightmares, but who found belonging in her court. The Court of Nightmares begins its cleansing at the Principis Court, a complex with a blood-red moat hiding horrors. Inside, bitten performers entertain while caged people drip blood to creatures below, and collared slaves serve masters amid displays of torture. After gaining entry through a show of power, Althea confronts the king. When Cassandra, Azul's former torturer, requests the right of tasting him, Althea reluctantly agrees while engaging in a power struggle with the monarch. Unleashing her full power, Althea declares, "I am a queen come to judge you," binding the king and ordering her men to kill them all. During the massacre, Azul takes revenge by simply ripping out Cassandra's heart. They execute the guilty and free the innocent. This pattern continues across corrupt courts, culminating in a grand ball where Althea proclaims, "We are the blood kings and queen. We are the law." Through vines touching everyone present, she judges them simultaneously, eliminating the corrupt while sparing the innocent. Eight gods appear at the end, confirming their role as protectors. "Keep them humble and good," the goddess warns before vanishing, "or we will be back." What makes a monster? The Court of Nightmares challenges conventional definitions by embracing society's outcasts. Mermaids, wendigos, and others discover acceptance here. "We have found friendship here, safety, and a place to belong," explains Tide, the mermaid-siren hybrid. "That is rare to find." The court transforms from judgment to love. Previously closed rooms now stand open, with laughter echoing through once dark halls. Simon and his werewolf partner become regular visitors, bridging gaps between supernatural communities. In the epilogue, Althea watches her family, wine glass in hand, soaking in their happiness. Though some still call them nightmares, they've found joy together. Althea has transformed from orphan to queen, finding her mates, destiny, and forever. The court's evolution into a sanctuary represents its most beautiful transformation. In a world valuing conformity, they create their own rules and definition of family, bonds formed through choice rather than obligation. Isn't that what we all seek? Not perfection, but acceptance of our whole selves, darkness included. The Court of Nightmares shows that family isn't about perfect people, but imperfect souls standing together because of their flaws.